Good afternoon. It is Thursday, December 3rd. I'm Josh Sexton with Brugler Marketing and Management, here with Alan Brugler. A significantly weaker dollar allowed for some green prices at the board today.
You know, the weaker dollar helps commodities two ways. Number one, it just in raw terms, if the dollar's weaker, it takes more dollars to buy a commodity that's priced in dollars. So by definition, if the supply and demand balance didn't change, you would still have a higher price if the dollar's weaker. And then the other part of that is that if the dollar's weaker, we're more competitive against somebody in the export market. You have to get down to the details about which currency it is. If the dollar's weaker versus the real, that helps us. If the dollar's weaker versus the yuan and corn, it doesn't make much difference.
Corn closed around 6 cents higher today in all contracts, and the March corn contract is 13 and three quarters higher from November 10th. Are you leaning a little bullish?
Well, we're leaning a little higher. Again, part of that's contingent on the dollar. The seasonal tendency would be to go up in December for corn. For wheat, it's up after the 18th of December. So this rally today is a little premature from that standpoint. But we're getting a little help from soybeans. They've had a pretty significant move, too. So we've got a little bit of a friendly bias here. My argument has been that the market's not a hockey stick. You don't go down to a low price and then just stay there because you've got oversupply. You go too far down and then you bounce back. And I think that's what we're trying to do here.
There hasn't been much producer selling recently. How high is the corn market going to have to go to spark some selling?
Well, I think most producers want to see $4 cash corn. That's what their goal is. And until they run out of money or run out of time, that's probably what they're going to stick to. And we're a ways away from that because of where basis is. Eastern Corn Belt, you're probably getting close to that with this rally today, but not in the West. You have to remember that the mere fact the farmer sells some cash corn doesn't necessarily put pressure on the market. If the funds want to buy corn for weak dollar or inflation or whatever purpose, it actually helps them if the farmer's selling because then there's more commercial short hedges in the market for them to buy against.
Any comments on the soybean market?
I think it's mostly short covering. I think you got into the new month. They've been riding that thing down all year, starting to do some year-end asset allocation, and then the dollar's just the trigger.
What are your expectations for the wheat market through the end of the year?
I expect this to be a little higher at the end of the month than we are now. It's tough to get very bullish on wheat given the global supply situation.
Stats Canada will release its 2016 Canadian production estimates tomorrow. What effect will the changes have on U.S. wheat?
Spring wheat has been the strongest, the Minneapolis contract out of the three, and I think that's the one that's most closely tied to Canada. Trade estimates are actually for Stats Canada to raise their production number from what they had in October, but we may have already built that in. I do know that the spring wheat quality is pretty high this year, and that's been a problem for both the soft red and the hard red guys. So the producers that have the higher quality milling wheat are looking for more money for that, whether that's through the delivery process or in the cash market.
Hey, thanks again for taking time today, Alan.
You're welcome.
This has been Josh Sexton with Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us again here in Omaha, thanks for listening and have a great day.